The U.S. Supreme Court left it up to states to decide if they want to expand Medicaid, and Utah is one of the last states to make that decision, leaving about 60,000 people without any options for health insurance. In his State of the State, Governor Herbert blamed the gap in coverage on flaws in the Federal Affordable Care Act, but said Utah must do something to help this population.
Assisting the poor in our state is a moral obligation that must be addressed. I look forward to working with you in the legislature to create a Utah model for fixing this hole in the safety net.
But in House Speaker Rebecca Lockhart's opening address, she made it clear she did not support an expansion of Medicaid.
President Obama's scheme to swell the Medicaid rolls in exchange for a partial and temporary federal subsidy isn't just a trick. It's a trap. It is an out-in-the-open bait-and-switch guaranteed to leave us worse off.
The federal government has committed to pay the full cost of expanding Medicaid until 2017, at which point states have to start paying a share of those costs. But Lockhart says she's looking for a solution that does not involve taking federal money. House Majority Leader Brad Dee says he doesn't trust the federal government either, but it may not be realistic to rely only on state funds. Dee says ideally he would like a waiver that lets Utah control the federal dollars and how they're spent. He says at this point, everyone is staking out their positions.
I'm thinking that there's an area of negotiation somewhere in there where we and the governor and the federal government can say, we're not going to leave these people unprotected because there are many that need help. And compassion, I hope, will rule the day.
House leaders say they have a team of lawmakers with health care expertise working to find solutions. They will likely have some specific proposals within 2 weeks. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.